Well, once again we've come to Newport Neighbourhood Centre, and there's a lady from Middlesbrough we're going to talk to this afternoon, who's kindly let us interview her. I wonder, please, could you tell me what your full name is?
Yes, Edith Davis, but they called me Bart before I was married.
They called you what?
Bart. B-A-R-U-G-H.
B? Oh, that's unusual, isn't it? Yeah. Now, can I ask you when your date of birth is?
Yes, the 28th of September, 1893.
I'm 91. That's it, I was going to say, you're 91, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Now, whereabouts were you born?
In Church Street.
Uh-huh.
Number 52 Church Street.
Oh, you can remember the number as well.
Yes,
right, you're all.
So.
Yeah. So. Can you remember much about the place?
My grandma lived there, and my grandfather. But my grandfather, he used to have cows. I can't remember where he had them.
No.
My mother, my father, and they used to sell the milk. Yeah. Able to find.
Did they?
So, and then there was some, you know, like what they put now, he had to destroy the cows.
Uh-huh.
And then my father got work down at the gas works. He was there for 40 years.
Yeah.
So then my father, my brother, after the First War, he went down there, and he was there for 40 years.
Yeah.
But my mother's father,
yeah,
he had a carting contractor, and he had stables in Marsh Street.
Yeah.
But he also...
Yeah. I'll just turn it off. Your mother's father.
Yeah. And he had some land, but we used to call it air. So it's it's West Lane now.
Oh, yeah.
You know where the...
Yeah.
That was all peeled.
We
used to go air making there when we were young.
Yeah.
Because he got too old, but my uncle carried the business on till he died, like, so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I know a lot about, you know, the middle of
it.
Yeah. Then I went to Fleetwood Street School.
I was going to ask you, which school did you go to?
Just Fleetwood Street.
Yeah. What was school days like in those days?
Oh, but a very grand, like, I couldn't grumble, like, what was that? Yeah, have you heard that lady at Massacre's 107?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, she taught me school.
Did she really?
Yes, yes.
Right, you're...
Yes, yes, she... They called her Miss Milburn then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I remembered her because she said her father was the band leader.
Oh.
And I remember her father used to have a band like the...
Marvellous.
Yes.
What sort of things did they teach you, you know?
Well, just ordinary... ordinary things, to read and write, and history, and if it's a little bit of with great big dumbbells there.
Oh, exercise.
Yes, yes, with dumbbells,
interesting. If you were naughty in the class, what happened then?
Oh, yes, you used to get the cane then.
Did
you? And if you were late for school, they used to call the wretched, and if you were late, you were to get a black bag.
So do you think they were a bit more strict in those days?
Oh yes, a lot more strict.
Yeah.
You never had the vandals or the things going at like the school like they do now.
No.
And I mean, you all respected the teachers.
Uh-huh.
Because it looked up to them.
Yeah.
Nowadays they just...
Yeah. It's a shame, isn't it, really?
It is. Mm. They have no discipline now.
No. You're talking about discipline there. What would the bobby done if he'd have caught you doing wrong?
Well, they used to give you a smack with the canes. They used to carry the canes with them. If you were... We used to play what they called tiggins.
Yeah.
Shop windows, person lost wind, it's unusual. And if sometimes if the bobby's going, give you a smack across your leg and tell you to get home. It's just getting a bit dusk like, so.
You mentioned games there, Tiggin. What else did you play when you were little?
Well, we used to tip pick each way. The boys used to play with the tip pick and the option bowlers and the chittle cat and battle dog, badminton they call it. We used to play that in the street. We used to get a taste of it, and we used to get a chittle cat and battle dog to play with, like, and that. It seems as if they and the boys used to play marbles and things like that, but that's but it was all fun, not driving about like they do now.
And I was going to say, they don't seem to play the games the way you used to.
No, sir.
You mentioned Easter there. What about Christmas? How did you spend Christmas?
Well, we just a family gathering, and we go to my grandma's, and the family used to come. Come from have a Christmas together, and we didn't used to get much for Christmas, but we was enjoy it, amongst ourselves, like, so.
Oh, marvellous.
Yes.
Yeah. What sort of presents would you have got? From
just little things. I remember one, my sister and maybe got a little work box to christen it, and things like that. My brother, used to get some medical toys, like, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I remember once my brother got a bit of a racehorse. He was a turn the top. When we used to play with that, with sweets, my grandfather would buy a few sweets, and he was a play for sweets, like gambling, a few sweets and that sort of thing.
Would you have helped your mum in the house at all?
Oh yes, we always had to do something. My sister and me, after when my dad and we dinners, one used to have to wash and the other dry. We used to take turns about like that.
Yeah.
He said, well, I didn't like washing. Well, you washed down and did.
What was the kitchen like?
Oh, just great big black leaded fireplaces and oven stick. There was no gas cookers then.
No.
I remember when we got the first gas cooker, it was great.
You mentioned your gas cooker there. What were the lighting like? You know, the lights?
Oh, just gas with a funny little mantle on it.
Yeah.
I remember going to one of my aunties and she always had a lamp, the oil lamp.
And would there have been lights upstairs as well?
Oh, yes.
And what about hot water? Did you have any hot water?
No, you had to wash it, boil everything on the fire.
Yeah.
Well, we used to have a boil at the side, we used to had a tap on, we used to eat the water in there. So we simply kept ourselves clean.
That's right, yeah. How did you have a bath then?
Tin bath.
That's marvellous. Now, you mentioned your dad. Was he ever out of work at all?
No, only when he gave the business up and then he got down at the gas work. That's only
So you managed all right?
Oh, yes. The wage wasn't very good. I do our bit.
Do your bit,
yeah.
So how many brothers and sisters did you have then?
I had one sister older than me, and two younger, and I had the one brother.
Yeah. So, how many bedrooms did you have then? And how did you manage?
Three bedrooms.
Oh, so you managed to sleep
I have now two bedrooms and an attic, but when we lived in Walpole Street, we had two bedrooms in an attic.
So you managed, you weren't sort of cramped for space?
Oh no.
You managed to?
Managed
to. Lovely, yeah.
So, sometimes my auntie used to come over. She lived at South Shields.
Did she?
And they used to come. Well, we just have to sleep on the floor. Make a bed up on the floor.
That's right,
while
yeah.
she was there, like, to make room for them. So.
Yeah. That's making space.
Yes.
Now then, what sort of food would you have had at meal times?
Well, just ordinary food, like we made, perhaps not much meat, but my mother used to make decent dinners like for us.
So she did all the home cooking?
Oh yes. She used to have a great big thing where she used to break the bread in and that, and she used to make that.
Cakes and that, we always did plenty to eat, so we were never starving. Do you think the food then was a lot better than what you get today?
Oh yes, it had some taste then.
I mean,
you would buy a bit of stewed meat and it used to do all of us, but you used to get the goodness out of it.
That's right.
No goodness in the meat these days.
No. That's an interesting point, isn't it?
Yes.
Sort of comparing what the food's like. Now then, obviously, you'll be able to remember a little bit about the First World War, can you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, my brother went, he was 18 when he went in the working regiment, Teesside, the 12th York, they call that, and he went away then. He was just about 18 when he went out in France nearly all the time.
Did he come back all right?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Yes. Because a lot of lads didn't come back, did they?
No, they didn't. I had a cousin, he was killed out and he lived till he was 70.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Now, did you go short of anything during the war, can you remember?
We were all rationed, but we just managed to get what we wanted.
Yeah.
You just have to be careful.
Because
they were saying about sugar, I said I had to do that without sugar during the war, so I don't want it. You would sit now.
So, were you still at school when the war was on, or you just
left? Oh, no, I'd left.
I was
when I was 14.
Uh-huh.
And I worked at Dixon and Benson's.
What were they?
Big drapers.
Were they?
I went to service to be a milliner. Opposite was where Debenhams was. It was the King's Head Hotel then.
Yeah.
So I remember them pulling out that while I was working at Dixon Belson. So we worked for a year for nothing, and then we got 7 and 6.
Yeah. But what exactly was a milliner then?
Making hats.
Oh.
We used to have Sometimes we used to have buckram, and they used to have a pattern.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes we just made them on the wire. I still have my wire nippers.
Have you?
We used to cut the wire and nip them together, and then we used to have like bundles of straws like that, and then we used to nip them all around. So.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Yes.
Yeah. How many hours would you have worked then?
We used to work. They'd start about 8:30 till about 6. But if you know, Easter, when we were busy, we used to work till about 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Yes.
So you put your hours in then?
Oh, yes, we did.
Did they pay you overtime or not?
Oh, no,
you've
got no overtime. Oh, no, when we
went till 9 o'clock, we never got any extra. Yeah. Now, where did the hats that you made, where did they go to?
Well, different people in the town. You know Constantine College?
Yes.
Well, Mrs. Constantine, she used to come, we used to make hats for there, and
yeah.
There used to be masons, the fruiters.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember one of their daughters was getting married, and we made all the bridesmaids, they called it a rainbow wedding. All the bridesmaids was different coloured hats. Yeah, they're made out of shoes then.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
Well, I guess it was. How long did you work for them then?
Well, until I was about 22.
Yeah.
And then one of my aunties had a business at South Sheens.
Uh-huh.
And I worked with there till I was married.
Yeah. So. Now then, you mentioned you move into was it your auntie you said?
Yes, my father's sister.
Yeah. What did she do then? What was the business?
Drapery.
Yeah. And did you do a similar job? Did you follow
I worked in the shop then.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes.
Can you remember where it was in the Tower Shields?
Yes, Green Street.
Yeah?
One of them that worked for me, auntie. Well, we used to go, when I was younger,
uh-huh.
We used to go to the Mount Solida, when we had Mount Solida of school.
Yeah.
And she worked for my auntie.
Uh-huh.
And she still worked for her when I went.
Yeah.
And she worked for my auntie till she retired.
Because
I was married then after there. And I still wrote to her.
Have you?
No, until she died.
Yes, yes.
She was older than me,
yeah.
Of course. And but every Christmas I always hear from her daughter.
Yeah.
She was in Newcastle.
Oh.
So she used to write to me, and then when she got, she couldn't write. The daughter used to write.
Yeah.
I only saw this girl once when she was going to school. I've never seen her since.
No.
But she always writes to me every Christmas.
Yeah. Very nice.
We always keep in touch with one another.
Good.
Yeah.
So how long are you at South Shields then?
About 4 years.
4 years till you were 26?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I was married when I was 26.
Yeah. Now, your husband, what did he do and where did he come from?
Well, he belonged to Middlesbrough, but he was a gentleman's hairdresser.
Was he?
And then when I went to South Shields, he got a job in Newcastle, so it was near of me, so.
Yeah.
But I was only married a year, and he died.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I had a son, well, and it was 2 months old when...
When he died.
I had to work to bring him in.
Of course you would,
yeah.
How did your husband meet his premature death then?
Well, he said it was his heart.
His heart.
He had put once, before we were married, he'd had pneumonia once or twice, and they said it was making the heart like
that. Yeah. Oh, what a shame.
Yes,
Did you ever marry again?
No.
No, you didn't bother.
There
was just the one man in your life.
Then my son, he was in the second row.
Yeah.
And he was in the Air Force, and then he got married during the war.
He got married during the war.
And anyway, he come out supposedly fit. And anyway, he started losing his balance.
Uh-huh.
And then his memory went. He died in July.
What, this July?
And he'd been in Central for 6.5 years.
Uh-huh.
He lost his memory, he had no family,
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yes, she comes every Saturday.
Yeah, to see you. Yeah. What, his wife?
Yes.
You've had a hard life then.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah, having to bring up him on your own.
Yes. Yeah. I worked in the gasworks for 26 years.
Did you?
Yeah. Washing the floors. I used to help at home, like
that. That's
a
right, yeah.
Hard work like that. But you see, just after the last war, there was a big depression.
That's right.
There was no work to get.
That's right.
And my father come up one day and said the lady that was doing the offices should fallen, not at work, but and should she wanted someone to, would I go up temporarily?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd been there a bit and they come and said, oh, she wasn't coming back anymore.
No.
But she says, so the job's here would stop. I was there for 26 years.
Smashing?
I worked in, I was 68.
Yeah.
That's what's up with me, kneeling and...
Kneeling, yeah. What is it like, rheumatism?
Rheumatism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stone floors and wood floors.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Not what they would like it now, so.
Yeah. Still, you've still got your...
Oh, yes.
You know, you've still got your mind. An active mind.
Yes.
That's important, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's very important. Because, I mean, you're giving me a smashing interview.
Yes, sir.
Yeah? I'm enjoying listening to you.
Well, my brother, he worked on the gas work. And you know the gas tank?
Yeah.
Well, he was on top of there when St. Paul's Church was... The gas tank, and him and the foreman was on top of there filling the hole and stuff up. Because they said if it would come back, they could have been killed up on top of there. They were filling because the shrapnel had made the hole.
That's an interesting point. I've not heard that before.
Because it was all in the paper about that manager, Mr. Palliston, they called him. It was all in the paper. They said, there he was Jack. It's the man that they called him McGough, the foreman. They always used to call him Goffy. They said, Goffy and you and Jackie was up on there. He said, Mr. Palliston, come with his kid clothes on.
Yeah.
And then of course when the bond what was the Victoria Hall and with the stores there.
Yeah.
When we were in the cell in the shelter then.
That's marvellous, yeah.
Because the just built St. Aidan's Church. Because we used to go to St. Albans, and they closed it.
Yeah.
And they built St. Aidan's.
Yeah.
And somebody said, oh, the church is on fire. And my mother said, oh, Lord, St. Albans standing there, and this blooming thing is on fire.
Yeah.
Some of the shelter that come up through the roof, like, but was on there.
The lively day. It was, it sounds like it, yeah. I'm glad you can remember for us, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because I know when I went to work on the Monday morning, there was a Mr. Pallister, and then Mr. Wilson, he was under manager, and they were down in the office, and I heard Mr. Wilson say to Mr. Pallister, oh, it's Mrs. Davis, she'll tell us all about it, because they had been... I sat talking to them what it was like while the bombs were dropping and that.
Marvellous. Again, how did you go on for food and that during the Second World War?
Well, we were on the rations.
Again, yeah.
We had to just be very careful.
Where were you living by this time?
Where I'm at now in Albany Street.
Oh, very nice, yeah. So
I think we went there when I was about 16.
By Jove. So you've been in a long time.
Yes, sir.
Can I go back to the time when you were married now then? You said your husband had he was a gentleman's hairdresser.
Yes, yes.
Where did he have his salon?
He used to be at Clarendon Road.
Uh-huh.
And then for a bit he gave it to one of his uncles died, and he took his business somewhere in North Ormsby.
Uh-huh.
And then when I went to South Shields, he got this job at Newcastle.
Yeah, and what did the Corries sell on? Can you remember?
No, just the shop, anything particular, then was just the shop.
The barber shop.
Yeah, very good.
Can you remember how he did his training to be a barber?
With his uncle, you see, but I don't know, but he worked with his uncle, then he opened on his
own,
before I knew him.
How did you meet then?
Well, just a friend of mine, we'd been in the park and we were coming out and we just... she knew his brother, that's how I got her.
And you got chatting, yeah. Across the park, I know it was a big meeting place for everybody,
wasn't it, in
Lourdes?
Yes.
When you were younger, it was a big meeting place for anybody. Yeah. How would you have done your courting then? Would you have gone to the pictures?
Oh, yes, we used to go to the...
Yeah?
When there used to be the drum there, we used to go there about every Saturday night.
Uh-huh,
like,
yeah.
Sometimes to the Empire and...
Yeah. What sort of pictures were you watching in those days?
Mary Pickford and all sorts of
things.
We had to be in by 9 o'clock.
Of course. Do you think the parents were a lot stricter than they are now?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's marvellous.
If we weren't in by 9 o'clock, my father was
always
looking for
us. Yeah.
So.
Did you ever go to dances?
Not much. My younger sisters, they had started to go like them.
Yeah.
We didn't go
Which church were you married in then?
St. Barnabas.
Were you? Oh, lovely. Yeah. Now then, obviously when you came back to Middlesbrough from South Shields and you had your son, now, were you working at that time?
No.
Didn't bother work? No. Of course you were married.
But you see, I worked we got married, we went to Newcastle, but we were only in your rooms then, there was no houses to get.
No.
And then he took bad, and you got 10 shillings sick pay.
Yeah.
Well, then his mother came home, she said, oh, we'll get him home. So they brought him home, we got it. But they weren't the ambulances like today.
No.
But the humans on the field, just I think he got pneumonia again. Then you see, I think he got cold bringing him home.
Yeah, probably.
And I had to pay for the ambulance.
I was going to say, how did you manage for health?
I had to get, before the brought him, I had to give him so much.
Yeah.
And then I got the bill in for the rest, after I got him home, I got the rest of the bill for the ambulance.
Oh, marvellous. Yeah. Now then, did you get any sort of state benefit when your husband died?
No.
You got nothing?
No,
for you
there was
your
no widow's pension. I think Bonnet was about 5 years. Yeah, he was going to school when I first brought the widow's pension.
So you got it then?
And then I got 10 shillings for myself and 5 shillings for
him. So how did you manage between those years?
Well, I went home, you see, and we were all related.
Oh, your mum helped you out. Yeah, and where was home then?
Where am I now?
Oh, your mum lived with you there in Albany?
Yes.
I see.
We all lived there.
Yeah, one big happy family.
Yes.
Oh, that's marvellous, isn't it?
Yes,
marvellous.
Yes,
So eventually, you say, you went to the gas table.
Yes.
Is that where you went?
Yes,
that was your next job, wasn't it?
At school, when I got went down there, I worked till I was 68.
Yes, marvellous, yeah. Now, is there anything you'd like to tell me that you think I might have left out?
No, I don't think so.
I think we've done very well, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Have you enjoyed talking about it?
Yes, it is very nice, sir.
Oh, lovely.
Sir.
Thanks very much. You've been a good interviewee, anyway.
Yes, it's been very nice to talk about the old times.
Good.
And I have a sister, she lives at Stockton. She's 93.
Yeah.
And she has a daughter at home, and she, a daughter brings her every other Sunday to see me, but she'd fallen, and she'd just fractured one of her ribs.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they didn't come, but anyway, she brought her on Monday. So I don't know what she was talking. She said, have you been around St. Paul's Road? Yes.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Gertie, I said, St. Paul's Road isn't there now.
Well, this is our second interviewee this afternoon at the Newport Neighbourhood Centre. Do you want to tell me
Audrey
your name?
Jones.
Audrey Jones. And when were you born, Audrey?
I was born in 19 Windsor Street, Middlesbrough, and just round the corner it is.
And when was that?
1990, April 1990.
April of when?
7th.
7th, right.
So I'm a peace baby.
You're a peace baby, like you tell me.
When we were kids, we hadn't got much. I remember we used to all join together when we were kids and get sixpence raked up, and then we used to go to somewhere in Fleeton Street and we used to get a sit up and beg bike out for a couple of hours, and we thought it was great, this sit up and beg bike for a couple of hours, you know, it was great when we were kids like that. And I mean, we had our bowlers.
What were they?
Like a hoop, you know, a bowler. And then I put a stick and we should run up and down the street with that and play for hours with it, you know.
Yeah.
And then there was the whip and tops we had. We had what they call the dicky dancers, you know. And we used to put fancy chalk on the top or fancy bits of paper to make it look right, you know. And then we had itchy beer and all hopscotch and all that, you know.
Yeah, what was itchy beer?
Well, it was just like hopscotch, but we used to call it itchy beer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We had a different name for it.
That's
then,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
And nowadays, you know how children get boxes of plasticine. Well, there was no plasticine in those days. We used to go around where they were digging and we used to get a big piece of clay. And we used to use that to, like, make things out of that. That's all, we just have to go and find it.
Yeah.
And then voting nights were the best nights. The great voting nights. You used to get your voting balls, you know, you used to get newspapers blown up tight into a ball, and you used to have string on that. That was your voting ball. And then there was different sides, you know, somebody might be voting for Mr. So-and-so and somebody else was voting for Mr. somebody else, and then we used to have a fight in the street with our voting balls.
Yeah.
And whoever was the man that was cutting up with the voting, he used to go around the streets and all those children used to follow him, you know, and we had sticks with his card on, with his face on, you know. And we all used to be singing vote, vote, vote for Mr. Somebody, you know, throw the other one out kind of thing. Oh, I mean, we thought it was great when we were kids, you know, nowadays I think you were barmy, wouldn't it?
Well, they don't seem to play like you used to.
No.
It's all changed. Do you think it's changed for the better or not?
No, it hasn't really. I think nowadays children, they get that much, they don't appreciate what they've got.
Yeah.
I mean, Christmas time, we used to get an orange and an apple. Used to get a new penny and maybe a half a crown selection box. Now, that half a crown selection box used to last you for a month, that.
Yeah.
But that's all we ever got. And I mean, we were satisfied with that.
Yeah.
We didn't want any more. We couldn't have any more, so we were satisfied.
What did your father do for a living before?
Well, he was in the works.
Uh-huh.
And it was a works accident that caused that killed him, you see. And I was only 2 years old when he was killed at work.
So you won't know what works
so was. I never had a father.
No.
And it's a big loss, you know, when you haven't got a father like that. I used to think, the girls, you know, they used to talk about their fathers. Now I haven't got one. I've never known him. I never knew what he was like or anything, really, you know.
So,
but I was so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Well, I had one sister, as I told you, but she was about 16 years older than me. But you see, she was married when I was about. Well, her son was born when I was about 6 years old.
Yeah. So you.
So he's more my brother than what she was a sister. If you understand.
I don't understand.
Yeah. She was more. Oh yes. Oh, and on a Friday night when we used to leave school, we used to rush home, grab a slice of jam and bread.
Yeah.
And we used to go down. You know where Hartington Road is?
I do. Yeah.
There was a Salvation Army there, wasn't there?
Do you remember
the Salvation Army? Oh, there was a Salvation Citadel there, And every Friday night we used to rush home, get a halfpenny, and we used to rush down to the Salvation Army, all queue up, and we used to go to see the halfpenny lantern slide. You know the slides they put in, you know, we used to, that was a treat for us going to the halfpenny lantern slide.
What did you used to see on the slides?
Oh, I don't know, there was a snowman and all sorts, we used to say, and we were all crammed up like on wooden forms, you know. We thought it was the great Daphne Lantern slide.
Right, yeah.
Nowadays they'd think you were barmy going Daphne Lantern slide, wouldn't they?
Well,
when I talk about it, I laugh their hats off, you know, they do really.
Well, they don't know, you
see. Yeah. I mean, that was an entertainment for us, going to Daphne Lantern slide at the Salvation Army. We always think it was great.
Yeah.
First in the queue to get a good seat, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've had some good times that way, you know.
You mentioned you went to Fleetham Street.
Fleetham Street, over there.
Can you remember what life was like there?
Oh, well, I liked school myself, but it was a very old school then, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you were first top of the class, you were on the back row and the rain used to come in the window and your heart started it, because it was only like a coal fire at the front.
What, the class?
In the class.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a dunce and you had to sit on the front row, you got the warmth of the firelight.
Clever. Yeah.
And I mean, you didn't speak back. You never spoke back to a teacher.
No. What would happen if you did?
Oh, I don't know. I always remember one girl there. Oh, she never shut up talking, this girl. I think the teacher got sick of her one day. And she fastened her mouth up with sticky tape, you know. I think she cried all through the lesson, you know. Well, because after dinner, her mother come down. Oh, it was really exciting when her mother come down, you know, and told the teacher off about it. But she wouldn't shut up talking. And then we used to get some bread and jam, or bread and chicken, and a bottle of water. And there's a few of us, we used to set off and walk over the fields testing for the day, you know. We never got on a bus, we just walked there.
It's a long way then.
And we used to walk to Redcar along the black path through the works, you know.
Uh-huh.
You just walked to Redcar and back and you thought nothing of it.
Why did they call it the black path?
Well, it was like a cinder path.
Ah, I see.
And it used to go right through the works. You went right through the works, along this black path, right through the works.
Yeah.
You saw all the works and everything when you went through.
Yeah.
And a treat for us on a Sunday afternoon, every Sunday afternoon, we used to walk down to the docks, you know the docks?
Yeah.
That was an afternoon out. Crowds of folks used to walk down to the docks and you'd spend a Sunday afternoon at the docks looking around the...
I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon we were always used to have a walk down to the docks and it used to be amazing how many people used to go. I was afternoon out. Going around the docks and you know, just seeing what boats were there and everything.
Was there a market at all in Middlesbrough then?
Oh yes, the market had been there for as far back as I can remember.
What was that like?
Oh, it was good. They used to have those naphtha lights, you know.
Oh yeah.
And I remember going down to the fish market for an empty bag of Winkles.
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning we used to go around bag of Winkles. Oh yes, I got a big photo of the market in the olden days, you know, and I got it out of the Gazette. It was about £12. I bought it for my daughter. It was a beautiful photo. Yeah, lovely photo. But we used to have concerts in the backyard, you know. We used to buy tissue paper and get ourselves dressed up in tissue paper and really enjoy ourselves.
Of course, you made your own entertainment then, didn't you?
I had to.
There was no such thing as TV and radio.
No, I mean, we used to get paper frocks on and tiaras and all the rest of it. I always remember once, I make our lot laugh many a time.
Yeah.
We were playing Peter Pan in the backyard, and I said, I was Tinkerbell. And I have to sit in the toilet and ring a little bell, you know, every now and then. They're all laughing at me, you know. Yes, I should have to sit in the toilet and ring this little bell. I thought, what a fine place to sit like in the toilet, wasn't it?
That's funny.
And then, I mean, if it was a warm day, you didn't go to Redcar. You only went to Redcar if you went with the Sunday school outing, you know.
I see, yeah.
And you just used to get the tin bath in the yard, fill it full of water, or the post up full of water, get your bathing costume on and jump in the bath or the tin tub, you know. That's all we had for summertime life.
Yeah. Yeah, still happy years by the sound of it.
Oh, we used to enjoy it, you know.
excuse me.
We had no money to spend, we just had to take what was there, you
know. That's right, yeah. What would you spend a little bit of pocket money on?
Well, you used to buy sorbet for the sweets all around the window, you know, and used to get a bag full of sweets for 8 mil.
Yeah, what sort of sweets were they? Cause they
had Pomfret cakes and marzipan tea cakes, and there was lucky potatoes, and sometimes there was a little prize inside, you know, like a little ring or something like that inside the lucky potatoes. And there was like bags of kale with a bit of licorice stuck in, you know, and you used to suck that up. You know,
Yeah.
There was all sorts like that, you know, acid drops. And And I mean, the bar of chocolate really didn't cost a lot, like, but we couldn't really afford to buy many.
No.
And the cheapest thing to buy in cooked meats was cooked corned beef.
Was it?
Corned beef.
Yeah.
I think you only had boiled ham if you went to a funeral or a christening or something, you know.
Yeah, sort of for a special occasion.
Yeah, that was cooked ham then, you know.
What was the state of Middlesbrough as a shopping centre in those days?
Well, there was quite a few shops. There was Lipton's and all those on Gallons and places like that. It wasn't too bad a shopping place.
How would you compare it with today?
Oh, well, I mean, you can't really. I mean, it was nothing. Today is different altogether.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Do you think it's better or worse?
Well, I think the shopping's better.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to go up the Gallons and get 3 pence of spare ribs, and used to get as many as you could carry home, and then used to go up the greengrocers and used to get 2 pence of the pot stuff, and it was enough to make a great big pan of soup. You got everything, you know.
Well, it all went into mega broth, didn't it?
Yeah.
And how long would that last you?
Oh, we'd finish it off, you know. I think it went halfway around the street if anybody was short. It used to go halfway around the street. It used to give it away half the time if anybody was a bit poorer than what you were.
That's right, yeah. You mentioned people being poor there. Did you see any sort of the way life was in the Depression years, in the 30s?
No, I don't know. I can't really remember what it was like then.
No.
But you see, I only had my mother. It wasn't as though there was a man in the house, you see, type of
thing. That's right. I mean, obviously, I usually ask people, was you dead out of work? But you still managed, though, nonetheless.
Oh, yes, you got through.
Did your mum have to go out and work?
Oh yes, she had to go out and work.
What did she do?
Well, I mean, those days there was just sort of cleaning shops or offices or anything like that. That was all the work there was. There was nothing else to do. And as I said, they used to go for a full day and maybe get half a crown at the end of it.
Yeah.
But they were lucky to get that half a crown.
That's right, yeah. What and did then, you... Sorry.
Then there was the means test, you know.
Uh-huh.
That was rather nasty, when you were on the mains test. I mean, they were really very funny over that.
Were they? Yeah.
I mean, you didn't get much, and if you saw them apply for anything, you used to walk in the house, and I know my mother had one of those chenille tablecloths, I don't know whether you've ever seen them, on the table. And when they walked in, they just said, well, you can sell that. They just used to look round, you know, you can sell that, you can sell that. And they used to tell you what you could sell to live on, you know.
Yeah. Not very nice.
No. As a rule, if you knew they were coming, like, you took all your stuff out next door, they'd gone, and then you used to fetch it back, you know.
Yeah. Well, why not? Why not?
Well, I mean, there was a woman next door, I know she had, a boarder in sleeping. Well, I mean, if they'd done, they'd have took her about 5 shillings a week off her. So if she knew they were coming, everybody took the bed down and took it in somewhere else they'd gone, and then they put it back up again, like in the house, you know. We had to. It was like one way of living.
That's right, a way of life in a way.
And I mean, nobody was any better than anybody else, really.
No.
And I mean, the thing was, if you had something, you shared it. I mean, if they're coming for a cup of sugar or anything, even if you only had 2 cups yourself in, now you should give them one.
Yeah.
You have to, you see, for living.
Do you think that community spirit has disappeared today?
It has. It's gone entirely. Mm. Entirely gone.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody helped everybody else. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different altogether now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do yourself when you left school?
Oh, I ended up working in a shop.
Uh-huh. Which shop?
Oh, it was just a small shop near where I lived, really.
Yeah.
But that was about all there was to do it. And
shop
then
work,
I gave it up and I went into Eaton's Cafe for a bit.
Did you really? Whereabouts was that?
That was on the corner of Corporation Road, you know. I think it's something to do with the housing now, isn't it?
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Like Corporation Road and, Albert Road.
Martin Road?
No, Albert Road.
Albert Road.
You know what I mean? It's like Albert Road and Corporation. Well, that used to be Hinton's.
Is it?
Big Hinton's.
I didn't know.